remember who you are speaking to. Hello, Malcolm Cox here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. This is episode 226, and this is our third recording in this current series, taken from the book, The Heart of Communication, How to Really Connect with an Audience. There it is on Kindle by Rob Parsons. A really good book. I enjoyed it. Short, succinct, but profound in what he talks about in terms of effective public speaking, from particularly the angle of connecting with the people we're speaking to. Connection is everything. In a video, it's still, that's the point, really. Connection is the point, not just whether I'm saying things that are helpful or true, but whether we really connect. And I hope that you and I are connecting today, whether on video or audio. So the third episode here, or part of this series, is about remembering who we're speaking to. He says this in the book: designing a presentation without an audience in mind is like writing a love letter and addressing it to whom it may concern. That's a quote from Ken Hamer. We need to be thinking about the people we're speaking to specifically when we're getting ready to preach or teach. So today we're looking at the significance of remembering that we're talking to ordinary people. Yes, ordinary people. Fundamentally, we are speaking to ordinary people. That's not to be down on our audience. It's just everybody's ordinary. Really, really, honestly, we're all pretty ordinary. But we need to know who they are. So think about your next audience, the next group you're going to be speaking to. Do you really know them? Do you know what they need? Do you know who they are? And in a sense, do you know how ordinary their lives are most of the time? That's not to say these people aren't important, but they are ordinary, and let's face it, you are ordinary, and so am I. That's the truth. So most people's challenges most of the time are not wrestling with the nuances of the atonement, let's say, some fine theological discussion. That's not the main thing they're wrestling with. The main thing most people are wrestling with are things like, how do I get through the rest of this week? How do I save my marriage? How can I prevent my children going off the rails? How can I pay the mortgage? I mean, this is the basic stuff, is what most people are wrestling with most of the time. And now and again, we've got to get into the deeper, more fine-tuned areas of the faith. But most of the time, when we're talking to congregations, we've got to make sure that what we're doing is talking to people, ordinary people, about their ordinary lives and how God's wonderful word actually is relevant and makes a difference to how they can live, not just on Sunday morning, but Sunday evening, on Monday lunchtime, on Thursday at 2 p.m. It's got to be real for them then. And that is part of our role. It's not to say that theology is unimportant. I'm the last person to say that. I'd say theology is more important than most people think in that sense. It's just that all those hours spent studying the text and the commentaries and things like that, all of that time can remove me and can remove you from the realities of the lives of the people to whom we're going to be speaking. What did Jesus do? How did Jesus speak to the crowds? Mark chapter 4, verses 33 to 34. Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He spoke to the crowds and gave them as much as they could understand. Not as much as he could have said. Not as much as he understood. But as much as they could understand. He understood their limits, and he gave them what they could handle. It was challenging still. It stretched their minds and their theological thinking for sure, but it was what they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. He chose a medium to get the point across so that they could understand it, and he gave them as much as they were able to understand. Oh, I really hope that I learned that lesson. I really hope that I only give congregations what they can handle. I know sometimes I've given them too much. Too much material, too much depth, too much detail. I try not to do that these days, but I'm sure I fail from time to time. but I hope to be more like Jesus like this. Rob relates that these words that I'm going to give you now changed the way he spoke forevermore. Someone said to him, remember that when you preach, you will be speaking to ordinary people. You will be speaking to ordinary people. The people you next speak to are as ordinary as anybody else. It doesn't mean they're not important, but their lives have ordinary challenges. So let's make sure that our speaking connects with that. What does this mean? What does this mean in practice? Well, there are two things to bear in mind, I would say, that come from the book. The first is, don't dumb down your talk. So as much as I said there about Jesus only giving them what they could understand, it doesn't mean he gave them something that was shallow. Don't go shallow. The answer or the antidote to going too deep or too complex is not to go shallow. We're not talking about lowest common denominator here. What we're talking about is just don't dumb down and don't be patronizing. However, have a look at your talk. Have a look at your talk and see if people with a low level of education, there's something in there for them. Other people with a high level of education or IQ, is there something in there for them? The whole talk doesn't have to be for people of one particular life circumstance or intellectual circumstance. It's not about making the whole talk available for people with a low IQ or a high IQ or whatever. It's about making sure that in there, there's something for everybody. I remember, I think it was Douglas Jacoby may have said to me once years ago, and I've always remembered this, Doug, so thank you for this tip. He said, always offer something deep for the people who need that extra depth. In your talk, it may not be the focus of your lesson, but if you're preaching on a particular passage from scripture, there's something in there that's very practical and very useful, and everybody who's ordinary needs that, and we're all ordinary, we all need that. But there's probably also something in that passage of great depth and significance. Give that to the people as well, and maybe only a small proportion of your audience will take it and find it useful. So don't make your whole talk about that to an average congregation, but give them something. And so the point Rob makes in his book is there something in your lesson for everyone? Something for this group, something for that group, something for this group, something for that group. Have a look at your lesson and see if there is something for each of those groups. So that will be helpful. Bear in mind that not everybody needs significant academic or intellectual stimulation to be able to grow in Christ. So wrapping up, theology is vital to our talks. However, if our approach to that theology is preventing us from connecting with our listeners, then adjustments need to be made. So my suggestions to think about? Well, question, do you know your tendency? Do you tend to be shallow, lowest common denominator, or do you tend to be too theologically intense and complex to the point of obscurity? What's your tendency? If there was a group in your congregation who you might tend to miss out because of your approach, who might that be? What group would that be? And what can you do to correct it? I'd love to know what your thoughts are on that. What do you do to try and make sure that you have something in your lessons for everybody? Not one thing for everybody, but something for this type of group, something for that type of group. What do you do to try and make sure that you find something for everybody? I'd like to know. So please leave me a message. You can drop a comment in the comment box. You can leave a message on my website, malcolmcox.org. You could email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, I will send you a free copy of my ebook about spiritual disciplines. If you know anybody who might benefit from this recording, do please pass the link on. And I hope that we've connected today, and I hope that you're able to connect. And remember, next time you speak, you are talking to ordinary people. Until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.